I remember, like, I felt so, like, professional, you know, at 3 years old. But anyway, that's
child actor.
I know, I had so, like, much potential. Oh my God. Okay.
For many years, thousands of Nepalis have been moving overseas with the hopes of a better education, job, and lifestyle. Some find success in conventional fields, while some carve their own paths. Who is to say one is better than the other? Success is a journey, not a destination. So come on this journey with me, where we connect with our Nepali communities living overseas and explore their conventional and unconventional paths. My name is Sankalpa Gurung, and this is Hamro Yatra.
And welcome to the fifth episode of Hamro Yatra. Today we are joined by the wonderful Arpana Raimaji. New York-based jewelry maker, Arpana is well known for her mark in fashion and art, with her work being featured in leading publications such as the New York Times, Vogue, and worn during Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Arpana has also modeled in campaigns for L'Oreal, Apple, and Lufthansa, to name a few, and listed in New York Times 30 Under 30. Under all her accomplishments lie a humble and soulful human being who is always striving to grow and looking for ways to be her best. Sharing a similar sense of humor, this interview felt like reconnecting with an old friend, reminiscing about dear old Kathmandu and just bursting into fits of uncontrollable laughter. In this episode, Arpana goes over what drove her to work on her jewelry line and the necessity of being resourceful. She is wise beyond words and is certainly an artist to watch out for. As always, if you enjoy these conversations, please share with your friends and family. The screenshots you've been sharing with key insights on the episodes and tagging us at hamro.yatra on Instagram truly make my day. So thank you and keep them coming. Welcome to Hamro Yatra, Arpana. I'm so excited to have you with us today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Sankalpa. It's really, really nice to not just hear your voice, but actually get to see your face as I'm talking to you. So it's good to meet you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'd like to start by going over some fun questions.
Sure.
And so the first one is, if you could have any superpower, what would that be?
If I could have any superpower, it would be along the lines of, this one's easy, teleportation. When I was younger, I wanted to fly, and you know, I mean, I guess, you know, when you're young, your mind only can think of so much. But I actually feel like teleportation would be nice, but to be able to do whatever I wanted might be better, which would mean I would have to be responsible.
With great powers come great responsibilities.
Exactly. I can't be upset and be like, I'm gonna do this, you know. But it would be nice if I could do anything I wanted to.
That'd be pretty cool. Okay, so the second question is, if you could have any cuisine for the rest of your life, what would that be?
As much as I really love Japanese food, I would have to say it's dal bhat tarkari, for sure. No doubt.
I think I'm going to have to start a team dal bhat for my guest for podcast. Like,
I support it 120%. I support it. You have all my support. If you want me to do the first cook-off, I can even like kick it off for you.
Show me your best recipes. So if you could go back into like one Nepali historical moment, what would that be?
I think एकदमै ऐतिहासिक हिसाबले हेर्ने हो भने चाहिँ मलाई पहिला पहिलादेखि नै त्यो लिच्छवी किराँत मल्ल त्यो डाइनेस्टीहरू पनि मलाई पहिला एकदमै इन्ट्रेस्ट लाग्थ्यो अनि more in terms of art and culture and in terms of architecture and engineering kasari sabai kura garyo malai chha tyo hisab le chha alikati jigyasa is the right word, right? Oh my god,
Nepali tikina mero
mon bada utsukta is excitement.
Okay,
jigyasa is curiosity, I think, actually.
I would trust you.
I hope I'm right. फेरि कसैले म त्यो के भन्छ कमेन्टेर होइन खास गरी जिज्ञासा भने यो हो भनेर त्यसपछि लाज. But I think in terms of art and culture, I would like to see that period as well.
Mm. So before we delve into all your long list of achievements, I wanted to first explore more about your childhood in Nepal. Right? Mm-hmm. How were you as a child? What was your childhood like?
Childhood was really nice in many ways, or at least that's how I have remembered it so far. Dukha pani thiyo, ramailo pani thiyo. I used to be academically very good while simultaneously despising school with a passion. Malai bachchai dekhi school jana man naparne. Ani badmash pani thie tara gyani pani thie. Mamule chai malai timi ekdamai gyani chhau bhanera bhanchinthyo. Bahirako manchhele chai timi badmash chhau bhanera bhanchyo. So, I don't know how mamule bhaneko kura haina, amale bhaneko je ho thik ho kya. त्यो त अब सबैभन्दा राम्रोसँग चिन्ने मलाई मेरो आफ्नै आमा थियो नि so I guess she was right, but that the jokes aside, I think I was kind of a mix of everything. I think I still am pretty headstrong and rebellious. I never liked being told what to do, mm-hmm. how to think, how to speak. That's always been a huge matter of issue for me because I don't know, I kind of I've always enjoyed thinking for myself, you know, ani tyo afnai sochaile garda khere maile galti pani gare hola ani tei bada maile sike pani, you know, because I thought for myself, and I think that can be pretty hard for others, but I think it's, you know, I'm still trying to figure out a balance there. I don't know. I think I used to, you know, for some people, they would probably think I was really cocky. For some people, they would probably think I was nice. I think I was kind of everything. But the one thing that I was ever since I was young was I was very, very interested in the arts and I was very curious about the world.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess growing up in Kathmandu, Nepal, where society sort of favors and encourages like being a doctor, engineer, sahalko patsharu. So you coming and being more headstrong and having opinions and being academically strong, but also being interested in the arts, like how did you balance both the worlds?
Luckily, I have to admit this whole concept of balance has come to me in adulthood. I never thought about, you know, I think you as a child, you can have a world in you and, you know, in your head and in your heart, and, you know, it's you have it and you can live in that thing. You know, you're not very self-reflective. It's hard to be self-reflective. I think I probably didn't even have that part of my brain like developed yet, you know, for all I know. So I don't really think it was, I didn't really quite think about balance as much as, you know, when you're a kid, you have like 20 different careers. Ekachoti 20-25 career hunthyo, sabai balance garna sakthe ke teti khera.
I know.
But now even one is like too much, you know. So I don't think I had that as much as the only thing that I really do remember struggling with and finding very difficult was to not be able to study what I liked. Ani to not be able to do arts or music or performance arts of any kind as something serious. त्यसमा चाहिँ म त्यो हिसाबले चाहिँ मैले स्कुल र स्कुल बाहिर धेरै स्ट्रगल गरेँ एज इन लाइक इमोसनली नट लाइक मैले स्ट्रगल चाहिँ गरेको छैन लाइक या
But then you still went ahead and you came to New York City to pursue it further. What was that experience for you like? Like, did you have anyone in New York City already? How was the transition from Nepal, like where you were supported by your family, to coming to a new country?
Mm-hmm. When I told my mom that I wanted to go to college and mamle chai ke padchau bhanera bhanchindakhi chai maile mama arts padchu, painting, sculpture sikchu. And mamule chai kahile pani malai discourage garchaina gara bhanera malai huncha ni dherai, I don't know, she was a huge support for me, so she never made me feel like I couldn't do what I wanted to do. I didn't really know anyone in New York besides my boyfriend tetikhera aba uisanga ma New York aako chutti ma, ani the transition was, you know, at first you're just really starry eyed being in a new place and it's so big and it's so different and everybody looks so good, or at least the head that everybody looks really good. Aile chai sabai jana manche jastai lagcha haina, ma chai oh my god, everybody's a statue, you know, and and everybody's like walking out of a magazine or whatever, but that's just a mediated version of it. Tyo like culturally pani tyo hisabma malai dherai garo bhayena, but I think, you know, ever since I was young, I knew from my childhood what city that I had to be somewhere that was big and that I really wanted to go and experience what that was like. Mm. I always had this thing in me that I just, you know, I don't know, call it delusional or call it, I don't know what to call it, you know, not to sound obnoxious or anything. But like when I saw the world outside, I never thought that it was too big for me. In the sense that it's really big for me. I still look at New York and I'm like, what am I doing here? You know, I still feel like the world is really big for me, but I feel like if all these other people have been so inspirational and done it, then I'm at least I need to give it a shot. So I think I think I kind of lived in my own world now that I talk. I'm listening to myself talk, you know? Yeah.
But I think that also comes from believing in yourself and having that support as well. Mm-hmm. Because if you didn't have that support, I guess you would have that avenue to doubt yourself. But having that support and believing in yourself, you just thought, yeah, I'm going to take it day by day and see, you know, how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, if you were to ask me the truth, my life was so different, even 8 years ago, 5 years ago, man. Things were so different that I never, you know, like this interview would have most likely not happened.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't know that for sure. That's fair enough. Fair enough. You win 1 point. But it's fair enough. You know, I did not know that. You know, you believe in yourself, right? But that's just one aspect, right? So, okay, you kind of have to have this other. For the lack of better words, the universe, karma, I don't know what it is. You need to have that kind of accept you or permit you things. It doesn't just happen ek tarfi bada matre kinaki. I think maile sabai maile afnai hisabale gare bhanera ma khusi huna pani sakchu. I can still be happy about that. But then that would mean that I am in control of my life and how things work. And I think I'm definitely minuscule in the larger scheme of things, you know? Yeah.
The fact that you got into Cooper Union, which I checked back when you got in, had 6-8% acceptance rate.
Oh my God.
Yes. So now it has 16%, but back when you got in, it has 6-8%.
Yeah.
So you getting into such a selective school, mm-hmm. I think just like says volume about like the caliber of talent you had. Because I don't think anyone who just like, oh, I'm going to study art, like, and mm-hmm. I'm going to go to New York City and go to the best school, like, you can't just get into a school like that. Mm-hmm. Was that a proud moment for you?
Extremely. I think I would have to say that it's one of my proudest moments because, I think actually getting into Cooper Union was a dream come true. You know, when people say like, mm-hmm. you've done all these things and thank you so much for bringing this up because कसले पनि मलाई तिमी कुपर युनियन छियो भनेर चाहिँ मलाई लाइक स्ट्याम्पास भनेर चाहिँ भनेको छैन अहिलेसम्म पनि बट फर मी द्याट वाज लिटरली द स्टार्ट अफ एभ्रिथिङ द आई नेभर फट फर समथिङ सो बिग एन्ड सो स्केरी एन्ड समथिङ द्याट मेन्ट सो मच टु मी अनि आई स्टिल रिमेम्बर द होल इन्टायर प्रोसेस सो क्लियरली आई'd नेभर थट द्याट मच इन माई लाइफ 3 दिन त म सोफामा बसेर चिया खाँदै सोच्दै बसेँ म what am I going to do? And my mind was just literally, all I did was I would sit in my sofa, like in my chair or in front of my desk. And I would just stare at things like home desk. And I would just look at it and be like, ki garne bhane sochna mathe. It made me think. And you know, I feel like that experience was very big. I do think though, when I went in, I was, you know, I don't think it's just my talent. I think the school believed in me. I think that is very, very important because, you know, they wanted to give somebody from Nepal a shot too. You know, I don't think people from Nepal necessarily had applied. Euta keta thiyo angad bhanne ani usle chai ma pachi ek barsha pachi ho ki 2 barsha pachi he ended up in Cooper also. Tara mancheharu like first of all tha pani chaina kinaki school sano cha haina, but secondly like apply it's very tedious to apply ani मलाई चाहिँ के लाग्छ भने अब आई डोन्ट नो यु नो आई वाज फिलिङ सो इन्सिक्योर एन्ड आई वाज लाइक टेलिङ माई टिचर आम लाइक मेबी दे जस्ट वान्ट अ डाइभर्सिटी यु नो थिङ गोइङ अन इन स्कुल लाइक दे डोन्ट ह्याभ एनीबडी फ्रम नेपाल एन्ड लाइक पुट द्याट पेन अन द्याट म्याप यु नो Regardless, if that's what their decision was, I have no complaints.
Thank you, Cooper Union.
Thank you so much. Kunai hisabale pani complain garden.
You talked a little bit about how we had to think a lot during the admissions and everything. Mm-hmm. Could you share with us what the admission process was like?
Basically, what they do is they don't ask you for your SATs. They don't ask you for any standardized testing. Mm-hmm. You need to like prove that you've equivalent like high school summer graduate got at home and to be how but they send you a home test, and a home test is a mix of written problem solving and visual problem solving questions. And writing say question or say put a essay type, okay, like a bit more philosophical, a bit more open ended. I still remember because I wrote all these things and I'm like, I genuinely don't know at the end, you know? And I was very honest with my application.
Yeah.
They give you about 3 weeks and it's one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my entire life.
Wow, that seems so intense.
म त रोको रोएँ अब के भने म त टेबल अगाडि बसेर रोइदिने यो सधैँ अनि म त ल सक्यो मेरो त ड्रिम यही सक्यो ध्वस्त भयो भनेर रोइदिन्थेँ तर द बेस्ट थिङ अबाउट द स्कुल वाज दे वन्ट रियली इन्ट्रेस्टेड इन इफ युर राइट अर युर रङ ओर वाट यु आर अबाउट आई थिङ्क दे जस्ट वान सी हाउ इमेजिनेटिभ यु आर अनि त्यसको साथसाथै दे वान सी हाउ सिरियस यु आर सो आई ह्याड टु सेन्ड इन स्केच बुक्स एन्ड दे वर लाइक सेन्ड इन एभ्री स्केच बुक द्याट यु हेभ केप्ट एभर.
So they just wanted to see how you are as a person, like what, like kasari draw or so, just like how passionate or how interested, how serious you are, right?
Yeah. They just want to see if you are serious about what you think you're serious about.
Wow. Okay.
And they want to see if you can fit in the school, and they want to see if you can bring in something new, like any other university. The only difference is that kaseko muabu ako paisale yo school chhirdai chhirdai na.
It's just based on your merit, I know.
Yeah, it's all merit-based, yeah.
That's awesome. So you got into their bachelor's, painting or sculpture, koma, and before you even graduated, you started making jewelry, I know. So how did you go into jewelry making from like painting and sculpture?
त्यतिखेर धेरै कुरा भइरहेको थियो नयाँ सहरमा पनि थिएँ इट वाज रियली रियली बिग इट वाज भेरी डिमान्डिङ आई वाज गोइङ टु अ भेरी भेरी हेभी स्कुल अनि स्कुलमा यु नो टु किप अप विथ द काइन्ड अफ इन्क्रेडिब्ली ट्यालेन्टेड किड्स द्याट आई वेन्ट टु स्कुल विथ यु नो एन्ड दिस किड्स आई ह्याड दे वर अभियसली सो गुड द्याट दे ह्याड गन टु स्पेसलाइज स्कुल सिन्स दे वर भेरी भेरी यङ अब हाम्रोमा त त्यस्तो अपर्च्युनिटी नै छैन त्यस्तो छैन सो यु नो वेन युर अराउन्ड people your age or like a year or two younger than you, and you know they already know how to work materials, they already know how to work the shop, and your process pani thaha cha, tyo history pani thaha cha, tyo pani thaha cha, you know, to come from Nepal and be like, I actually know who Frida Kahlo is, but I really don't know her work, you know, even somebody that popular, I knew who she was and I knew she was a painter, but I really didn't know anything about her, tisto popular manche pani. So for me, I felt like I had to not just be there and prove that I was able to be a part of that current relevant culture, but also remind myself that you know, art is inherently supposed to be fun, and you do it because you love it and because you are drawn to it. And to remind myself of that, and because I was missing home, I think there was a few things that was going on that made me make jewelry. Yeah.
Ani, so jewelry banaudakheri, so did you think of it as, oh, like this could be a business, I'm going to sell it, because it was more so coming from like all the different things that you're going around, so just trying to get you, I guess, connected to your own art and back home. How did it turn into the business that it is today? Because I think a lot of times you just see, oh my god, Nepali usko jewelry maker Arpana Namre esari Victoria's Secret fashion show ma esari kire jewelry haru banako chha re, but what they don't see is everything that you've gone through before you reach that stage, right? And it's not an overnight success either. So could you share with us like your highs and your lows throughout that journey?
I would say one of my biggest lows was there are a few. I think I was really far away from home. That was very difficult in many ways. Being broke can make you very, very creative. Now, I don't suggest anybody be broke, but
not intentionally.
Not intentionally. Do not be an idiot and do not be broke out of by choice. But you know, I think a lot of us, you know, we'll go through some form of that at one point or the other. God, but Nepal, man, say the thing is, you know, you always get to eat. Not everybody, obviously, you know. तर हामीहरूको रियालिटी त हामी त खाना पनि पाउँथ्यौँ, घरमा रेन्ट पनि तिर्नु पर्दैन, घर छ भने, अब भाडामा बसेको छ भने त अर्कै कुरा, अर्कै रियालिटी होइन. यहाँ चाहिँ सबै कुरा गर्नु पर्दाखेरि चाहिँ यु नो यु ह्याभ टु बी अ बिट क्लेभर. सो बिङ ब्रोक वाज वान अफ माई बिगेस्ट द्याट थिङ द्याट पुस मी टु वर्क रियली हार्ड. आई थिङ्क इफ आई ह्याड मनी आई थिङ्क आई वुड बी भेरी कन्टेन्ट. आई थिङ्क बिङ कम्फर्टेबल क्यान मेक यु भेरी कन्टेन्ट. आई थिङ्क इट डजन्ट अलाउ यु टु ग्रो. I think when you go through really difficult things and when you really have to fight for things is when you really fight for things, you know?
Yeah.
So that being broke was very helpful for me. It was soul crushing, you know, my school mom, like, you know, people can laugh it off, man. I was literally eating rice and potatoes 4 days a week, twice a day. अनि लन्चमा त पैसा खान लाइक हुन्छ नि, खानालाई कहिले काहीँ पैसा पनि हुँदैन थियो. एन्ड आई युज टु गेट अ बिग ब्याग अफ pavrotti, white roll, and I would eat like 5 or 6 yeah. white rolls. You know, when I didn't have money, I was not allowed to get a job because international students mean, you know, you're at the risk of like losing your visa. So I couldn't get a job, and doesn't mean I didn't get a job, you know, everybody gets a fucking job. But I despachi school sakepachi, I even started working in restaurants near OPT bako belama, because you know you're allowed to work and stuff then. And so I decided to wait tables. I didn't even decide to wait tables. It just like came to me. So ni once like school sakine bittike I was like, what am I going to do? Bhanera ma like tension bhairathyo hai. La ke chaina ma sang $7 cha gare euta beer khai dinchu bhanera haina dinso 2 baje. I was like, la la ma ta ke chaina,
happy graduation.
I was like, ekle basera ma ta la ke chaina, ke ni sara I've already graduated bhanera I went to this restaurant by myself. On a bar, my boss said, I was like, I'll get one beer because I can afford a beer. It's like, literally, this is a true story. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in this restaurant called Cafe Urbana in New York. Boss said, I think you're the IMA IOI 5 minutes later. And she goes, are you looking for a job, Rimalai? And I was like, do I look like I no, I was oh like, God. Do I look like I need a job? Like, this is bad, you know? But obviously, I needed a job. So I said, yeah. So I started working there. It was very busy. I'm a very, very bad waiter. I'm very stressed out all the time, you know. So I was not a good waiter in any way. But basically what happened was I'd been doing that for a while, and people were still asking me if I wanted to do jewelry full time, and I kept saying no. Because I still wanted to do some sort of performance art. Like, I wanted to performance arts. And that's it. And I worked in the restaurant. And I got hurt. And I worked hard. I couldn't earn money. You're basically like...
living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. Literally living paycheck to paycheck. And so I decided... after a few things, I was like, okay, I think I'm going to stop. 6-7 महिना हेर्छु के हुन्छ. 6-7 महिनामा केही भएन भने I'm going to have to go back to a restaurant job because I'm not going to get a 9-to-5 job. I'm an artist. So I needed something that would give me flexibility. And oh my God, I worked about 14 hours, 12 to 14 hours every day those 6 months. Just busting my ass trying to make work any... after like 3 or 4 months, I had a bunch of work to show. And at that point, I was like, okay, I'm just going to put them on the internet because that's the only place I can share it with people right now. And that's the only place where it can exist for free because I have to pay money everywhere else. So again, being broke, you know, you have no option. Then I needed a model. I didn't have money. Who's going to model it? I am. So it all just happened because I needed it so bad. When you really want it and when you really need it, you will fight for it. So I don't know. I don't know if that's much of a struggle, but it wasn't easy. I've condensed it very minimally, yeah. But I've also had very, very big support. And I think if my boyfriend was not in my life, I think all of this would have been pretty, pretty, I won't say impossible, but it would have been very, very, very hard. Much harder. Yeah.
That's amazing. I think just like hearing about your journey as well, you've got the talent, but you're not just like saying, oh, like, you know, I've got the talent, I'll be fine, Kalko. Like, you've actually really worked hard for it, Antony. So it goes to show like the achievements you've accomplished in the last few years, it's all something that's a culmination of everything you worked hard for.
Sankalpa, I haven't done anything. I'm just happy to be talking to you right now. Seriously, I haven't done anything.
Okay, let's add humble to that list as well.
Please, let's not add anything to that list. Let's keep it. I almost want to make it a blank slate all over again because I don't know. I think it's time to like get my ass whooped one more time.
Do you feel like you're getting comfortable, Aile?
I think fashion and jewelry allowed me to have a voice, and it allowed me to tell the world, like, hey, my name is Arpana, ani mayo yo garchu bhanera maile sabai sansar lai ek hisabli mero parichayko hisabli maile, you know, I feel like I've done that. I want to continue making better work. I want to continue being in fashion, and I want to continue making jewelry, but I also want to continue loving it. I think that's the most important thing for me. And I want to continue liking myself while I do that work. I don't want to feel pressured, and I certainly don't want to feel like there is like a deadline every time. And the only drawback, I mean, there are many drawbacks every industry can have, but one of the biggest drawbacks that fashion has right now is it expects makers to be machines, basically. Like, we almost have to function like some fucking robot, you know? And that's just not how creativity works. Creativity is not just you sit on a desk and you can whip out ideas after ideas after ideas all the time. Creativity basically sometimes leaves you alone and stranded, and then you're like, oh my god, what am I gonna do, you know? So it's this thing that's a lot more fickle and a lot more elusive. I mean, it's not this concrete thing. So I think I love what I do, but I feel like I need to grow more.
Like, it's safe to say that you're not always 100% creative all the time, right? And with the pressure added as well, strays you to the other direction. Mm-hmm. So in times that you need to, how do you stay inspired? Are there a few things that you do that gets you in the zone?
I tend to push it a lot. And I think as I'm getting older, I'm trying to learn that you have to be a bit kinder with yourself and just let yourself be. That forcing things actually never works. When you want to make the best work, it can never be forced, you know. Unless you're a genius, again, and I by no means, I'm not there, you know. Like, I'm just very resourceful. That's how I see myself. So I don't know, I would say that there's a few ways to do it. One is by figuring out what your interest is, and even if that interest seems very different from what you're working on. Like, for example, let's say I'm working on jewelry and I'm just completely not inspired, but I love music so much. And it doesn't mean that maile jewelry ko photo haru herera maile arko arko design haru herera matre creativity hudaina. You know, I can draw inspiration from music. So you can try to figure out what you're interested in. Ani tyabata chai tyabata pani inspiration lina milcha. Arko chai discipline. The discipline is that basically you say, like, oh, I don't have any ideas, but then you sit down and then you say, okay, well, ideas don't come out of anywhere, so you have to sit and work on it. You try to push through that. It can work sometimes, it cannot work. The other thing is, if you are out of ideas, let yourself be. You know, like, just it's good to just let yourself be comfortable with where you are, and let that be a part of the process. It's very hard to do, extremely hard, but... And I can say that a lot easier than I do it myself.
I think that happens to everyone.
So, you know, I think there's many different things that work for different people. Whenever I tend to spend a lot of time by myself, I tend to be less distracted, and I tend to kind of come up with things. Yeah.
That's great. When I moved from Sydney to London, one of the things I wanted to really look into was the whole sustainability of fashion. And around my neighborhood, there's this small boutique. And I saw this really cute pair of trousers. What the owner mentioned a lot was how she doesn't take part in any of the mainstream fashion shows and stuff anymore. It used to be her dream before, I know, and she's done that, but now she doesn't do it anymore because, like you said, the whole pressure of having to produce something every season, and there's so much that goes on, like, you just can't force yourself. And then, like, I wasn't planning on buying anything, and it was probably the most expensive pair of trousers I have, but like, I felt so good buying it.
Yeah, I completely understand that. Yeah. Do you still wear it?
Oh, of course, yeah. Like every time, like I want to feel like, you know, like I deserve it. Like I put those pants on, and then I call them my Sonia pants because that's a designer.
Oh, that's such a sweet way to think about clothing too, right? Moile khaskari when I was working, you know, about 2 years ago, I started acting school. But thakko tyo belama I was in this transitional phase because Nepal border ma pharkeko tesa 3-4 mahina bathyo, and I was already in the process of, all right, I'm gonna get into clothing design. And then I'm like, do I act? Not that I'm already acting, I'm studying acting. I don't want to be like I'm an actor because maile film haru garae chaina hai, euta film garae chha bachana.
That counts. You can say you're an actress.
I did one film and literally 3 seconds, I know, 3 seconds cameo role thyo. Ani maile auntie bhanera faint hun parayo ke.
And you've got the most important role. Faint hun ekta garo to
hunchha. I remember, like, I felt so like professional, you know, at 3 years old. But anyway, that's
child actor.
I know, I had so like much potential. Oh my god. Okay, jokes aside, I feel like I don't know if the sarcasm is gonna come through, but wait, what was I talking about? Fashion. Oh yeah, fashion. Ani, wait, what about fashion were we talking about?
You were confused between doing fashion versus acting.
Yeah, so around that time it was also really tricky because I'm like, अब लुगा पनि बनाउन सकेँ भने मैले अनि लाइक गहनालाई पनि मैले आई क्यान गेट इट प्रड्युस समवेयर एल्स होइन अन द्याट वे आई डोन्ट ह्याभ टु टेक द ब्रन्ट अफ एभ्रिथिङ बट देन आई स्टार्टेड लुकिङ एट द लोजिस्टिक्स अफ लाइक वाट गोज इन टु डुइङ एभ्रिथिङ प्लस बिङ द हाफ एस्ट इन्भाइरोमेन्टलिस्ट द्याट आई एम आइ एम लाइक यो गर्ने कि त्यो गर्ने यो गरेँ भने कसरी मेरो सिद्धान्तसँग म अनेस्ट छु यो गरेन भने हाउ एम आई गोइङ टु move forward. I couldn't put it together, plus I was like, I really really want to continue loving this industry, and in order for me to love it I have to take time. So I was like, okay, 2-3 barsa chai I'm going to take an opportunity to learn something that I really wanted to ever since I was a kid, grow and see how I feel after that. So aile chai I'm trying to balance ab aile ta ke bhanne bhale sabai jana ghar ma basira chha hai ma pani tesai bhaisakyo aile chai like ab school pani it's done, but I'm really trying to just kind of focus on that storytelling, filmmaking, acting aspect of it ani and I continue making jewelry on my own ghar ma.
Yeah, Kira, you mentioned earlier on that you had this sort of like love hate relationship with school. You got into Cooper Union and then now you're going to acting school, I know. With everything that's happened with you in the last few years, how important do you think is education?
Extremely. I think education is very, very important. I am critical of how schools work and how they prioritize certain things over others. त्यसमा पनि म बच्चामा हुँदाखेरि मलाई त्यो कुरा देखेर एकदमै दुःख लाग्थ्यो अनि रिस उठ्थ्यो होइन तर अहिले चाहिँ आई ह्याभ अ डिफरेन्ट पर्सपेक्टिभ इन द सेन्स द्याट आई थिङ्क एभ्रीबडी ब्याक होम We're all trying to do the best that we can. So that's something that I have been trying to actively tell myself, that I can't just be judgmental. Like, mero bhanda agadi, there was a whole generation, you know, I didn't even exist, man. Like, you know, and it's more like everybody's trying to do the best that they can. So I think they process, man, we're not perfect. So, you know, we'll do certain things that maybe is not beneficial for every child. But I think education is very important. I think to be able to hone in whatever you like is probably the most important. I think access is really important. Aba garib bhaye sakepachi ta aba manche lai ke art bhanu ke fashion bhanu haina lajai lagcha malai kahile kahi, you know, like seriously, like sometimes when, like, you know, people are like, oh, what is it like back home, and I'm just like, kati bachaharlai ta पढ्न पनि लाइक अपर्च्युनिटी छैन म चाहिँ यहाँ फ्यासन यु नो समटाइम्स इट डज फिल द्याट वे इट रियली डज फिल द्याट वे सो एजुकेसन इज रियली इम्पोर्टेन्ट फर मी नेपालमा मैले पढ्दाखेरि मलाई जति मन नपरे तापनि मैले चाहिँ यो कुरा बुझेँ कि वाट एभर इट ह्याड टु टिच मी इट डिड टिच मी इट टट मी द्याट आई वान्टेड टु स्टडी समथिङ एल्स इट टट मी द्याट आई ह्याड टु फाइट फर समथिङ एल्स एन्ड द्याट फाइट वाज गन बी सिग्निफिकेन्टली हार्डर यु नो म स्कुलमा पढ्ने साथीहरू पनि लाइक मेजोरिटी अफ द किड्स आर आई वेन्ट टु 11-12 दे आर अल लाइक आइदर कुकिङ दे आर लाइक मेकिङ लाइक फुड ओर दे आर making videos or they're making music. We're all or films, like we're all very creative, you know? So I think we all recognize within each other that like, okay, like hamle chai ekdamai himale chadnu parne bhayo jasto pani hamlai feel hunthyo paila dekhi nai. But we were ready for that, you know? I think to be able to learn what you really love is very, very important. And I really do believe the entire world needs to make education free for everyone.
100%.
Yeah, I don't think this as a business works at all. In fact, I detest that fully. I hate these like really rich schools that give you better education. I hate the fact that like some kids don't have access to like a lot of things that I had access to. I really do not like, disparity affecting you since you're a baby.
If
I start thinking about education and health as a business, it's like food and water as a business, you know?
Yeah. It's like very basic necessities for like social development.
Exactly. I mean, social studies ma part din thiyo, like class 7, 8 ma. Basic needs bhane. There was 3 basic needs and then they added 3 more because we live in a modern society. And I still remember those, you know, and I literally remember those. And it's like, now you grow old and you're like, wait, all of these were just words?
Words for ideal society, you know?
Yeah, that never exists.
No.
Yeah.
Earlier on, you also mentioned a lot about like creativity and how you get creative from different sources. I just wanted to ask you, what does being creative or being an artist mean to you?
I think being creative is being resourceful. I think it's making and doing the best out of what you have. And in fact, it's not making the best, it's making it better. Like, you know, how, I don't know, I'm just going to use a bad example. How do I turn this rock into something more valuable? So it's just a rock nonetheless. Murti banao, je banao, antama gar te dhunga nai ho. But, you know, what is it that gives it value? And I think that's what creativity is. It's, there's certain things that I do and there's certain things that I am, but I have no explanation for and I still don't have the words for, so I apologize. But I think for me, being an artist is, I think being an artist is just being very human and tapping into that thing in you that connects you to the world outside of you. I think an artist is somebody who communicates with the world. They show a side of themselves and put it out there in the world. And then through their work, maybe the world is also reflected in them. It's a constant exchange between you and everything else. And in fact, if I may even argue that you are not separate from everything else. So I think being an artist is just to inhabit that world where you understand or kind of not understand, but maybe can sense this this complex web of everything, you know? It's like processing all this information that is being given to you from all these different sides and being like, okay, let's make sense out of this. But I also think an artist is somebody, the word artist is very tricky for me. Maile afalai tyo bhanna chai bhanchu haina, but I don't think I am. I think to be a true artist, I think that title should come from the outside world. I think for me, I'm a jeweler. If somebody wants to call me an artist 20 years down the line because I've really given everything that I have, then I'll accept it. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. We've also explored a lot of different social constructs in the last few minutes, Anna. And one of the reasons I started doing this podcast is just to understand what people think success is. So if you could describe success, how would you describe it?
So I really don't know what success is. I think that's because I haven't experienced it. I have done a few things that I am genuinely in the most like grateful, humble sense, like I am actually proud of it. Like if I can do this, then I can do more, you know? But I genuinely don't know what success is. If I had to maybe philosophize a little bit, I would think that success is when you are doing what you love and through that you can make a living and it also brings you happiness. I also think success is about professional success and in the whole construct of like, you know, fame, money, like richness, that's like one standard. I don't even need to like mention that. सबैजनालाई थाहा छ हैन famous हुने भन्ने बित्तिकै अब like she must be amazing, he must be amazing. पैसा हुने बित्तिकै भने oh my god, everything is sorted. You know, it's not like that. Besides that, I think even when you don't have anything and you can still be creative and you can still live a life of dignity that you are proud of, that's also success, whether the world sees it or nobody does, and it's only you. That for me is just as big of a story as somebody who made it in Hollywood or whatever, you know?
That's a beautiful way to define success. So to wrap things up, if there is any advice you can give to people who are far away from home, lost, or just need some guidance, what would that be?
I think we all should remember why we decided to move somewhere far from home, what that means financially, what that means culturally, what that means politically, and not like politically in the sense like politically, tara kasto bhayo bhane antima gaera chai maile aile realize chai ke garirachu bhane maile paisa kamauna thale dekhi chai sabai tax chai US government ma gairachu maile Nepal ma ek palta pani kar tira chaina है अब नेपालमा कसले कर तिर्छ मलाई त्यो पनि थाहा छैन फर्स्ट अफ अल मैले कसैले कर तिरेको सुने पनि छुइनँ सो यु नो वाट ह्यापन्स इज वी हेभ टु अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड द्याट वेन वी डिसाइड टु लिभ नेपाल एन्ड वेन वी डिसाइड टु मुभ समवेयर फार त्यहाँ गएपछि हामीले कमाउने पैसा पनि त्यही देशमा जान्छ यस्तो उस्तो सबै कुरा सोच्नु पर्दो रहेछ सो आई फिल लाइक यु नो वी हेभ टु रियली रिमेम्बर वाइ वी लेफ्ट वी रियली हेभ टु रिमेम्बर वाट वी आर फाइटिङ फोर एन्ड वी रियली हेभ टु रिमेम्बर द्याट we need to have like realistic goals and aspirations. It doesn't mean that one can't dream big and that one shouldn't try for something bigger than they could have imagined initially. Tara kasto bhane alikati you have to be grounded, but you also have to be brave enough to dream and dream big, because you know, if you're dreaming, you might as well dream big, man. Why dream small? You know, it's just a dream. And then if you have to work really hard, you might as well work really hard for the big dream. Why work hard towards a small dream? You know, you can do your work, you can do your part, you can do everything that you want, but ultimately, luck is very important. I think that's something that people need to consider. I think we have to be really careful about... we have to be honest with ourselves, and we shouldn't be ashamed to fail. And we shouldn't be ashamed to own our reality and own our truth and find dignity in it. Maile kati palta bahira like huncha ni etike ghumda kheri ya New York mai huda kheri pani ani Japan jada kheri pani kati palta maile Nepali manche harulai dekhne bittike chinchha ni ta Nepal ko ho bhanera haina maile jaile ni chinchu ani restaurant ma maile ek jana didi le kaam garirahnu bhathyo ani sabai jana Nepali bolirathyo ke ani maile chai tya I was there and I knew they were Nepali and I heard them speaking in Nepali, and so I spoke to her in Nepali and she pretended like she didn't speak Nepali after I spoke to her.
Wow.
It was one of the most mind it was a little strange because I felt like I was made to seem like an idiot, and I don't know why she would behave that way, and I don't know why everybody would behave that way, but I think, you know, it's because they were like, oh my god, she's Nepali and I'm Nepali, and then I'm working here, and you know, and I shouldn't be, and she's a guest, you know. And I find that very problematic, because even I used to work as a waiter, man.
A lot of people work as a waiter, like that's how you start.
Yeah, dude, like I worked as a waiter in Nepal when I was 16 years old. I told my mom, mama malai guitar sikna man cha bhanera tete khera Kaleidoscope Music Academy bhanera. अनि त्यहाँ गएर गिटार सिक्नको लागि 1500 चाहिन्थ्यो महिनाको. सो आई वाज लाइक आइ एम गोना गो एन्ड वर्क, एन्ड शी वाज लाइक वेयर यु गोना वर्क, एन्ड आई सेड हिमालयन जावा.
ओ माय गॉड, डोन्ट टेल मी यु वर्क्ड एट हिमालयन जावा. सॉरी,
आई वेंट टु द बोट फ्लो. इट्स ओके, इट्स अ ट्रु स्टोरी. दैट्स हिमालयन जावामा जाँदाखेरि पनि मैले त्यहाँ गगन प्रधान, हिज द ओनर, अनि आई वेंट टु हिम एन्ड आई वाज लाइक आई वान्ट टु बी अ वेटर, एन्ड हिज लाइक वी ओन्ली हायर गाइस, एन्ड आई वाज लाइक ओ I genuinely didn't pay attention to that. And I was like, oh no. So ke garum ke garum ke garum boli bolta ma'am lai lera haina ma'am gar kura gardisena bhanera ani mom ani Gagan Pradhan met my mom and he was like, abo thikai cha hajurko chori lai abo kaam garnu man cha bhane ma kasari nai pani bhanum haina wahan le pani like he's like she's showing interest to work and I've never like had to do this and this is really awkward for me. So basically like I'm going to let you Alice's letter, but he gave me the uniform. You know, I used to work as a waiter in Himal and Java, and I mentioned it. My likhina ramar song English bolsa bani thakko pani. Tab eta tab likhina kam gornu bahar bani shodne. Ani, you know, I just never felt there was any shame.
There's no shame
in making money and being independent, man. There's no shame.
Hota.
We should be proud of ourselves.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. We probably met, and we don't even know.
Yeah.
Didn't tell me about it, but she like Himalayan and Java is like the first place you go, and then you start making plans of going inside.
yeah, exactly. My little young man said, "When a school co uniform lara ay din ek ay din so."
Hota.
I'm like, "Abi school jana pora da na wani bande mai." Like, bang ani aron sa ni.
अनि के अरे क्लास 7-8 हुँदाखेरि चाहिँ स्टेसन पनि जान्थ्यो कि है अझै
स्टेसनमा पनि ओ माई गॉड टनलमा हैन यस ओ माई गॉड म्यान नेली आई लव यू
ओ माई गॉड यस
दे प्लेड दैट सॉन्ग ऑल द टाइम म्यान ओ माई गॉड I know, when the station pop got it, it was so nice. They had the metal door counts.
Oh, on the stairs, my
dear. Oh, stairs, sorry. On the bits of my dance floor. Oh my God! And they would play that other song. Da 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 da. All the time.
Every time I hear that song, I always like go back to Tamil times.
I know, right? I know, right? I checked when I got it, yeah, man. I was, you know, the crazy thing was after I, my sister was 5 years older than me, so she was like, always like, Sathya or something like, if you want to come, I won't say it. By the time I was 17 or 18, I stopped going to these things because I was done. You were too fast, right? What the, such a concept. At this point, I was like, the hip-hop was never my thing, but you know, because clubbing was a thing, right? And I discovered underground concert just for a black metal. Like, you know, you're always going like, yeah. Yeah, tipo ni gori, but even that's over.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Arpana. It's been an absolute pleasure. Like, I can't tell you how grateful I am that you took out time for us today. We are so proud of you and everything you've done, and we wish you nothing but the best for your acting career, for anything in the future. And remember me when you get that acting gig, because I'll be an extra right behind you.
I'm gonna write a film and I'm gonna write a part just for you as an extra. The most extra. Okay?
Oh, do I get to faint?
You will get to faint multiple times. Like,
I'll be the fainter throughout the movie.
Well, technically, a person can kind of faint a bunch of times in their life, but they can't die more than once, right? Imagine if you could die twice.
Oh my God.
I think that's the part I'm going to write for you.
Perfect. I'm going to practice my dying, like, till you get that.
Die with life, he has to say in acting. When you die, die with life.
I'll send you some videos as well to critique on how my dying skills are.
For sure. But yeah, thank you so much, Sankalpa, for having me on your show. I really, really appreciate the time and the consideration. And I wish you all the best. Ani, yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, we do.
Remember to follow our Instagram page at hamro.yatra for updates. Hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify. And if you're feeling generous, leave us a 5-star review. Until next time.